And I'm your host, Sean Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, our next guest, Dr. Michael Bussler joining us. He is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. And we appreciate you joining us, Michael. Welcome back, by the way. You've been on before. I appreciate it, sir.
Well, thanks, John and Andy. It's my pleasure to be here.
All right, let's talk about the Democrats' plan. Yeah. And there's, by the way, several of these, and they can't even agree on how to do this, but they want to raise up to $50,000 of student debt.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the big picture for a minute. There's roughly 45 million Americans that have some college debt. The total is about $1.6, almost $1.7 trillion. If we divide it, undergraduate, people just have debt from bachelor degree, the average debt is under $30,000 per student. Now, for graduate degrees, particularly if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a PhD or something, the numbers can get very, very large. So what this would do essentially would be to wipe out the debt for people that just have a bachelor degree. And the logic they say is that the debt is creating such a burden on these people, especially if they're having difficulty getting a job or the job that they get is not as high paying as they'd like. This student loan repayment places a burden on them that's severely hurting their lifestyle, the Democrats would argue.
Okay.
I might argue back to that. It is a little less than $30,000. They give you 10 years to pay it out.
Right.
So the monthly payment is about equivalent to a car payment.
Right.
Now, that's a burden, but I don't believe it's an undue burden. The worst part of this is each one of those students who took out loans so they can go to the college that they were accepted to or university, they signed a promissory note.
Right.
Said, I'm going to borrow this money, and I promise I will repay it.
Right.
Now, they're getting out, and now they're saying that, you know, I don't really want to repay this. It's a burden on me. And
I think for some of them, Michael, they've determined, too, this is my thought, and get you and Andy's, but my thought is they've also sort of had this wake-up call of, oh, the degree I got in, you know, underwater basket weaving or psychology or whatever it happens to be may not be as lucrative as I once thought. I'm having a hard time repaying my car payment student loan, which most likely, to your point, isn't as much as what you and I would think. But to them, yes, it may be burdensome. And my feeling as a taxpayer is, you know, you didn't come and ask me where you were going to go for your education, how much you were spending, and how this is going to look when you came out of college. So in turn, why should I be, you know, why should I be on the hook to pay it back?
I actually double majored in those.
Oh, good for you, Andy.
It's not going well.
Good job.
I still got a job.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, am I right? That's how I see it as a taxpayer. And I'm not trying to be, rude or crude or, or insensitive to individuals. But, you know, nobody's helping me make my house payment or car payment. I'm doing those on my own.
Yeah, exactly. And if we do this, what it would mean is that individuals are not really responsible for themselves. And they're adults now. I can understand if you're under 18, we should make education a public good. So, which means anybody can go to get an elementary or high school education without any out-of-pocket expense. So I certainly am all for that. But once you become an adult, then you have to take responsibility for yourself. But what's going to happen? Not only are you talking about these people with unmarketable degrees, but once they do this, then the people in college right now are going to say, hey, if you did it for the people who graduated, you have to do it for us, too.
Right. And where does it stop?
The
other question I've got for Michael is, what about the people? And I've got people I know, even my own kids and family members and so on. What about the people that have gone before that did everything correctly? They went to the right school. They got a good degree. They made decent money. They paid their student loan back. How is that fair for them to do this? I don't understand.
Yeah, I paid mine off.
Yeah, how is this not fair?
Yeah, it's not fair at all. You're picking favorites here. The rest of us went to school. We were responsible. We tried to get a degree that we were interested in and that would be marketable, that is, would lead to employment. And whenever we signed that we were going to borrow money, we had the intention of paying this money back, and many of us already paid it back. So are we going to get a rebate from the government for having already paid this back?
No, you're not.
The next question.
Well,
and we certainly aren't.
And Dr. Bussler, I mean, two things here really quick. First of all, what about the people who don't go to school? They immediately go into the free market and they're making money. Maybe they start a business. Maybe they're working on an oil rig, whatever. But they're paying the taxes being used. Yes.
Thank you, Andy. I didn't go to college, so you're talking about me.
Yeah, but you're really, 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 really old. You see, I'm talking to young people, okay? People in their 30s, okay? So they're paying the taxes. They're young. They're paying the taxes for people who went to college to get a competitive advantage over them, and now their taxes are going to pay for those people's college. First of all, that's ridiculous.
Right. I agree.
Would you agree with that, Dr. Bussler?
Yes, absolutely. And how about the people? Look, we need people in the trades.
Yes, we do.
People who know how to be plumbers and electricians and carpenters and can work on machinery. And those people didn't go to college. They probably got an education somewhere, either on the job or maybe went to a trade school or something. Why should they have to use their tax dollars to pay for people going to college and then coming out and not being productive members of society?
Right.
It simply isn't fair, and it sets a bad example for college students. You're becoming an adult. Your parents and the government aren't going to take care of you anymore.
Right.
You've got to learn to take care of yourself and carry your own weight. And here we are saying, well, you ran up some debt. Don't worry about it. Uncle Sam will take care of it for you, which means the taxpayers.
Right.
You know, I just was talking to my students yesterday about this, and they favor this. And I said, look, this will be a disaster.
Yes.
You'll get 50,000 wiped out, but for the next 50 years of work, you're going to pay higher taxes.
Right.
So somebody else can go to college. It's a bad deal for you. It's a bad deal for the country. We already have a deficit problem, a huge public debt. This will add another $1 trillion to the public debt and more every year. It's just a totally bad idea.
Yeah.
On top of that, and Andy, you add this as well, but Michael and Andy both, are we not devaluing education when we do this?
Oh, huge. Huge.
Absolutely.
And I can talk about that in the next segment because I know we won't have the time right now.
But literally, we're devaluing education.
You're killing it. You're making it so it's worthless.
Right.
And
the goal is to make college free.
Right.
We want to make it tuition free and put the burden of that on taxpayers. Now, again, I understand that for less than 12th grade and down, you're a child, we understand that. But once you become an adult, you have to take responsibility for yourself. We can't make college tuition free. One quick point, the government, and I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea, but the government says anybody who wants to go to college and gets in, we're going to make it so you can go. We're going to lend you as much money as you possibly need. It's up to the individual to recognize that whatever they're borrowing, at some point they're going to have to pay this back after they graduate, and they should think real hard about taking on all that debt if they're nervous about going forward.
Okay, well, here's my other question, okay? The whole idea of this is it's because of COVID. COVID has wrecked the economy for a while, and that's making it even much more of a burden to pay back these loans, which is really just an excuse for the Democrats to put through something they wanted anyway.
Right.
What about this as an alternative answer? Okay, we'll simply add, because you know this is going to set back the economy for 1 to 2 years, we'll simply add 2 years to the time you have to pay back your loans, rather than you not paying it back.
Or even
and
defer.
John,
there's all sorts of ways to do
that. Yeah, that's what I mean, a deferral.
Right.
Rather than John's taxes having to pay for your education,
how
about you simply have longer to pay it back? Wouldn't that be fair?
I think that's a great idea. The interest rate on a lot of these loans is 7-8%, so they can bring down the interest rate on that also. And look, they're already helping people with debt. Anybody who has debt, since last March, you haven't had to make any payments, and you don't have to make any payments until at least September. So the federal government recognized the COVID and all the problems that created, but they suspended interest payments. And it's not that they're adding it on later. You don't have to pay any interest for this at least a year and a half. By that time, the economy will be back on its feet again, and you should be able to get a good job.
Michael, how do folks find more of you and what you have to say on this?
So my Twitter is at mbussler. That's at mbusler. And if you have a Facebook page, search for Funding Democracy. funding democracy, and I'd be very happy if you followed me.
Michael, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Always my pleasure.
Always good stuff. I appreciate that. Ascent Health Center's up next. Dr. Giulio, join us tomorrow for Health and Wellness Wednesday. In the meantime, though, if you just want to feel better and, you know, really just get dialed in with your health, and I say this a lot, but I mean it, when you feel good, you operate better. You know, everything works properly. In fact, you're more fun to even be around when you feel good. When you don't, no offense, no one wants to be around you, folks. Get to feeling better. Call Dr. Giulio today, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Giulio provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Giulio understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
If you're in the market for gun, ammo, accessories, the range, training, you name it, we've got it. One-stop shopping at Franktown Firearms. Now, I say this all the time because of where we're at, really, as a nation. Give them a call and make sure they've got inventory prior to going out there. Typically, they're going to, but you know what? It depends on the day of the week. So give them a call on the front side. 720-770-7777. If you forget that, just go to klzradio.com.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
As president, Donald Trump's final gift to the American people was to expose the lack of integrity in our elections. Kim Munson here. Wednesday, New York Times bestselling author Kenneth Timmerman joins us to talk about his fictional book, The Election Heist, that actually predicted reality. Show sponsor, patriot, and friend Helen Mitchell will be in studio to co-host the show, plus Lauren Levy, specialist with Polygon Financial Group, updates us on the latest regarding mortgage interest rates. All this Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support the Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Jim is up next. Jim, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to mention something that while I was listening earlier, you guys finally started mentioning it about student loan. And, you know, do I get any break or any refund on what I've paid off on my student loans? It was years ago.
Of course not.
I paid mine.
You and me both, Jim. I paid mine off long ago. Hey, do I get some back?
Yeah, exactly.
I took a risk.
Okay, now here's the second part of my call. If he really wants to help us out, why don't you pay off my mortgage? How about that one?
Yeah, that's not happening.
And I think they're targeting the student loan people because they're typically younger people still in school, and they're looking at that as future Democratic votes.
Sure, of course. They're buying votes. That's exactly what they're doing,
exactly.
Jim. You're spot on.
I'm just sick to death of the whole thing.
Spot on.
You know?
Yep, you're right. Jim, thanks. Great phone call, by the way. He is 100% correct.
May I say three words?
Yes.
Jim for governor.
There you go.
Joe, you're
up next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe.
You know, if they forgive the student loans without making college education free, they're just doing a temporary Band-Aid, and then the problem will reappear. So obviously the next step was to make college free. But if you make college free, say goodbye to the all-volunteer Army. If you're 18
right,
and you have a choice,
why would you go there?
Why would you go to the Army in boot camp when for the next 4 years somebody's going to house you, feed you, you can party, you know, go to co-ed colleges with, you know, teenage girls running around? Why in God's name would you volunteer to serve in the Army for 3 years?
Joe, easy answer. Because I want to die for my country where other people my age are partying for free. That's why.
Yeah, you're going to have a very, very minor part of the population wanting to go do that, to Joe's point.
Right, so that you therefore would have to reinstitute the draft. I mean, people don't think these, it's the law of unintended consequences.
They don't think through these things. No, Joe, they don't.
No.
They don't get, well, first of all, Democrats don't think personally as far as I'm concerned.
Right. By the way, now, if it were me, fine, you want to get your student loans revealed and you're under age 35, volunteer for the Army for 3 years. By the way, there's a Starbucks I go to on PR. I used to go to on Arapahoe Road. I asked one time, I said, by the way, and I got to know the people pretty well. I said, by the way, could I ask how many people here have a college degree? You know what the answer was?
Oh.
11 out of 16 people working in that Starbucks.
Two-thirds,
11,
anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe they got my double major that I got.
Well, that's, and the other thing that's going to happen, if you've seen the graphs of what's happened to the cost of a college education, as demand for college seats skyrocketed.
Right.
Back in 1990, I think only 54% of high school graduates went on to college, and today it's like 77%. Well, as the demand for classroom seats exploded, you know, colleges said, "Oh, well, demand exceeds supply. We have more applicants than we can admit."
Up goes the price.
You know, up the price, and every year, up the price, up the price, up the price.
And what this has also done, the other unintended consequence, which we're now suffering for as a country, and Joe, you know where I'm going with this, is our trades have now suffered for, I don't know how many years, 20-plus years or more, the trades have suffered because of the ability to go get a pretty reasonable, long-term, and I consider it to be still fairly low-interest student loan. You can now go to college and, you know, do whatever you want to do, party, do all the other things that go along with it. Why bother going to the trades and having getting a job in, you know, 18 months to 2 years when I can go party for four?
Exactly. And just to give an example, guys, I'm involved in a company that maintains and services the large mobile cranes in the rail yards that lift these big container boxes. They lift them off the train cars and drop them onto the tractor trailers. So we need diesel mechanics. And for the last 6 months, on a weekly basis, I've been trying to hire diesel mechanics in Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Knoxville, offering $32, $34 an hour plus benefits. Do you know it's damn near impossible to find a diesel mechanic at $34 an hour?
That's right. No, I hear you. I mean, I've got, you know, as you know, I've got clients that I coach in the automotive world, you know, coast to coast, and still the biggest thing that every one of them talks about is, you know, not the lack of a manager, not the lack of a great service advisor that can help with the customer on the front counter and things along those lines, but it's the technical aspect of it. It's that technician, be it automotive, you know, gas, even some of the now hybrid and electric vehicles, those guys don't exist.
Right, and $34 an hour with just a little bit over overtime puts you at $70,000 a year.
I've got some technicians, Joe, that are, you know, that I, clients of mine, where these technicians are making well over 100K a year. So it's very, very doable. And I guarantee you, these guys don't have a college education.
Yet if you go to some third-rate college nobody ever heard of, you borrow $80,000 to get a degree in gender studies, and you come out and you'll be working at Starbucks on Arapahoe Road for $14 an hour.
Right. The alternative is you could do what you and I just talked about. The problem, though, Joe, and I think this is where, again, because of this education system we currently have now, we're going to screw it up even more so if we go and forgive loans because we're just going to make it even worse. We're going to basically compound everything you and I are talking about. The bottom line is the trades means you have to go to work every day. And the reality is, yes, you're probably going to use your hands, your back. You're going to get a little dirty depending upon what you're actually doing. But nobody really wants to go do that because they've all been taught, don't do that. In fact, I blame parents for a lot of this. The parents will say, no, you don't want to go do that. Go get a good desk job. Get an education. Get a desk job. You'll be in great shape.
Yeah, I got to tell you, even though I went to engineering school, I worked every summer, you know, from the time of age 14 till graduating college in my grandparents' cattle ranch. I learned more about mechanical engineering, working on tractors, hay rakes, balers, mowing machines. I mean, what I learned was invaluable. You know, I don't know if you've ever worked on a hay baler, John, one of the most complicated pieces of mechanical equipment you've ever seen in your entire life. You know, conveyor systems, not a little.
Joe, I would consider to be some of the smartest individuals, whether it be math, geometry, some of the things you just mentioned a moment ago, some of the guys that I knew that have been the smartest in those areas never went to college and learned it just naturally by the things you're talking about.
Yep. And hydraulic cylinders, pistons, universal joints, and gearboxes, and whatnot. And we're going to drive the cost of tuition even higher. We're going to kill the volunteer army.
And kill the trades at the same time, which, by the way, we've pretty much done already. This is just the final nail in the coffin for trades.
Yep, and the law of unintended consequences. So, you know, here go the Democrats, never thinking things through. You remember the old cartoon from Charlie Brown, never has so much damage been done by people who thought they were doing the right thing.
That's right. Well said.
That's where we are.
Joe, thank you.
All right, guys.
I appreciate it very much. Good stuff. He's, by the way, I can't really add much to that. We're gonna kill the army or volunteer service when it comes to the military, and we'll kill the trades at the same time.
Oh yeah, gonna kill them both.
But they're not thinking of that. They don't care.
Well, they're not. I think some of them are thinking of that, and they enjoy it.
Oh,
remember, I was raised by that side.
No, great point. All right. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, I say this all the time. If you just want a mortgage review to see if there's something there that he can help you with to save money, give Kurt a call today. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Folks, if you've been in an accident, we've got a place to go called a good shop. You don't have to go where the insurance company tells you. You know, they're going to recommend places, but a good shop is the place to go, and you can be in charge of the repair process. They've also got a great online estimating guide now, so you can kind of determine what's that repair going to be. Two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Patrick Hedger will be joining us here in a moment. He's from Taxpayers Protection Alliance. We're going to talk minimum wage and probably dovetail into this student loan topic as well. Before that, though, John and Cheyenne, you're next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John, do I get to get my money back for the 11 and a half years of my life I gave to the service?
Of course not.
To pay for my college?
No, of course not.
Oh, how about Andy? Does he get his 4 years back or his money back?
I don't think so, but thank you for your service.
No, in fact, you know, John, really the answer is we're going to poke you in the eye and ask you to pay more now.
Hey, you know what we could do? We could change that to thank you for your service, sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, John?
Well, I agree. I'm looking at my daughter. She's just going on 17 years. She's already got she's halfway to her master's degree. She's been getting it in while she's in the Navy on her spare time.
Awesome.
Does she get an extra bonus for that when she gets out of the military with a master's degree and a good job?
No, she's expected to pay for everybody else that got theirs wiped away.
Yeah, I worked for my GI mm-hmm. Bill. And then I paid.
Yeah,
me
John,
above
this is
that.
So wrong on so many levels. It's ridiculous.
And you know what? I think this is one of those things where if the Democrats do this and get away with this, it's going to push the Republicans back into power in the Congress in 2 years.
I think this is one of those things that could very easily backfire. I was just saying through the top of the hour to Andy and Charlie that there's very few people that I talk to, even folks that are on the left, that have actually had kids, been themselves, paid, whatever the case, that like this idea. Because anybody that's gone through and paid doesn't want this loan forgiveness. They don't want that.
And fine. Defer the loan. Let them refinance it at a cheaper rate. You know, a lot of people that bought houses, you know, and maybe they're still paying on student loan, refinance your house at 3% and pay your student
right.
loan off with the cash you can pull out.
Exactly.
John, one other thing. I know you got a caller coming in, a guest coming in. I'm looking southeast out of my house to the wind farm that they built for Fort Collins. You know, there's a 2.5-year waiting list at the Laramie County Community College for the wind turbine technician program. It's a 2-year program.
2.5-year waiting list.
Huh? They have a 2-year waiting list.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you look online, Laramie County, Wyoming.
I will do that.
College,
I will do that.
They have a program for wind turbine repairmen.
I will look it up.
And they make great money because, you know, you want to go up and climb up to the top of the turbine.
No,
nope,
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm glad they are. John, thanks.
Hey, John.
No, I'll look that up. I appreciate that very much. Willie and Sedalia, you're next.
Hey, John. Thank you.
You're welcome, Willie.
I just want to add on to the last caller. Imagine a slap in the face of some of the families that's lost their family members who had went to service.
Right.
Just to go
that's
to
right.
get a education.
That's right. Great point.
You can't get that back.
Nope.
What a great point.
No, you
thanks,
can't.
Willie.
No, I'll let you go with that. Willie, you're spot on. Perfect. Yeah, couldn't say it any better. It's a slap in the face for those people.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Patrick Hedger joining us now, Taxpayer Protection Alliance. And, Patrick, we were just talking in the last couple of segments about, you know, the student loan forgiveness that the Democrats now want to propose. You're going to talk about the $15 an hour minimum wage. In both of these cases, Patrick, these are really, in my opinion, some of the dumbest ideas that have come out of Washington yet.
Well, it's not just that they're dumb, it's that they're cynical as well. Because these are two policies that are telling people what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear.
Exactly.
The fact of the matter is that subsidized tuition, overly subsidized tuition,
interest rates that mean nothing on uncollateralized student loans and raising the minimum wage have the exact opposite intended effects as the people they're supposedly trying to help. All you're doing in one hand is inflating the cost of tuition, right, because kids have cheaper access to oodles of money, so the universities jack up tuition. And then on the other end, you think you're helping people at the lower end of society, the lower end of the job market, by raising the minimum wage? No, you're essentially making it illegal for them to have a job, or at least have a job that's on the books.
Well, what happens too, Patrick, and we talked a little bit about this before coming on air today, and as a business owner myself, you know, first of all, Patrick, the way that they're going to phase this thing in, the reality is this is just a big feel-good measure. You and I both know that. This is just a talking point for 2022 and 2024. At the end of the day, this really, to your point, helps no one. And if they're not careful, which they're not because they don't care, you know, businesses, even if the minimum wage hasn't been enacted, if businesses think it's coming, automation will as well, and those people won't have a job, period.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you touched on a key point there. What businesses cry for the most, right, it's not just low taxes and low regulation. It's certainty. It's the ability to plan, even for high taxes and higher wage costs. But when you have politicians that are willing to flip the switch overnight and in some cases jack your labor costs up by more than double, right, because the $15 minimum wage would more than double the federal minimum wage, how are you supposed to plan for that as a business, especially right now when you're pretty much forced to have your doors closed or open on a week-to-week basis based on, you know, God knows what science? So if I was a business owner right now, I'd be freaking out. I wouldn't be doing any sort of investment or expansion. And I just wonder where this money's going to come from. We're injecting emergency funds into small businesses, mostly in the retail sector, mostly in the services sector, which are the sectors that have been hammered by this pandemic. I just don't know where this money is coming from.
Hey, Patrick, let's take a look at the politics of this in 2022 in a different way, how this could actually hurt the Democrats. And what I mean is this. At every workplace, you've got a bunch of people who have been there for a few years, worked their way up to where they're making over 15, they're making 16, 17.
Right.
And then these newbies come in and immediately are jumped up to $15 an hour. How do they feel?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, it completely undervalues a lot of the hard work that goes into being able to command a wage like $15, $20, $25 an hour. And something else that we see that's interesting, a really weird, perverse incentive that happens when you see these dramatic spikes in the minimum wage, is people go from those jobs where you need a higher level of skill and are more important to the economy, and they say, well, gosh, if I'm busting my tail to make $15 an hour, and I can make $15 an hour flipping burgers, I'm going to go flip burgers.
Right.
And so then you have high-skilled people that are just taking the jobs that are meant for the people that ought to be getting that first workplace experience.
Yeah, and I think that's the key there, too, what you said a moment ago. I'm always quick to make sure that I mention this on air on a regular basis, and because I think there's a lot of folks out there, even sometimes I think conservatives get this messed up a little bit. There's never been, to my knowledge, and I've been in business my entire life, Patrick, been self-employed since I was 22, I've never known a minimum wage job to be a career. It's always, always, always a stepping stone to something else. If you do well at that, you could either stay with that company or move on and go someplace else. But they're typically meant to be a part-time job or a stepping stone in that company to bigger and better things. Never, ever were they meant to be a career where a single mom stays there forever.
Yeah, this happens all the time in economic statistics. We'll look at a bracket of people as a percentage of the population or percentage of income or whatever and say, oh my gosh, well, the lower class hasn't gotten any richer, or this group hasn't gotten any richer, they're not doing well. You're not talking about the same people, right? We have people age, people move on, they move up and down the economic ladder throughout their lives. So when you're talking about the 1%, or you're talking about the bottom quintile of folks on the income distribution, these are not the same folks year after year.
No.
And look, there's no law that says you have to pay people more than minimum wage. So if you look at the statistics, I believe it's somewhere less than 5%, I think about 3% of the total population that is anywhere near the minimum wage.
Right. It's very
and
low
nobody
number.
Nobody is paying, nobody's right. forcing, that's right. So,
you know, Patrick, one thing I always tell young people who want a higher minimum wage is I say this. You do realize it won't just be raised at the place you work. It's going to be raised at all the places you shop.
Right.
So now everything that you buy goes up in price.
So it's a net negative.
so there goes the money you just made.
No, nobody wins, Patrick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, it's an inflation trigger.
That's right.
You know, and this is, we're talking about areas where, you know, again, in some areas there won't be much of an effect because the local market wage is probably close to $15.
You know what, right? I'll argue, and hang on though, I will argue that with you and everybody else, I mean, you're on my side, but I will argue that in this and get you to think about this. Typically though, the way business works, and you know this as well as I, if the minimum wage federally across the country, coast to coast, is 15, and you're already paying 15 or 16, your lowest guys now just jump to 18 to 20, and it will happen automatically because that's what businesses do.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks are going to say, well, gosh, you know, there's, if I can inflation. Make $15 an hour in West Virginia, they'll leave, right?
That's, yeah. So whether folks realize that or not, even though there are places, and Colorado, Patrick, is one of these places. We very rarely around here have anybody working at a minimum wage job. You can go flip burgers right now in this town and make $14-15 an hour. But let me tell you what, if the federal wage overnight was 15, those would now be 20.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always ripple effects. Some take longer than others to manifest, but they're always there. And it's as simple as this. Let's stop treating wages like we treat cigarettes. We want people to smoke fewer cigarettes, so we raise the price of a pack of cigarettes. Why would we do the same thing for low-skill labor?
That's right. That's right.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
People would be up in arms, rightfully so, if I was proposing a $5 tax on every low-skill laborer that you hire.
What we really need to do, Patrick, is start teaching this in school from a very early age all the way through college. And as an owner myself, I will tell you that the way this works, and I realize the left doesn't ever want to think about it this way, but the way this works is if you're an employee and you make yourself more valuable, you will make more money. It's just natural. It's a cause and effect. So what we should be teaching kids is how do you provide more value in and of yourself to the people that you're working in and around, a job that you're at? Because if you do that, minimum wage is no longer an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, back to the fact that over 95% of the population is well above the minimum wage. There's no gun to any employer's head saying that they have to pay people more. They do because the market commands it, right? There's scarcity for good labor, for good skills. And you also have to think about the risk that the business owner is taking on, right? People are your biggest asset and your biggest liability, right? People, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they get sick.
That's right.
You know, and so you're taking on a risk when you're hiring somebody that doesn't have a resume or a track record. You have no idea what kind of person you're bringing into your organization. And if the cost is too high, you're not going to bring that person in.
That's right.
You'll automate.
That's right. You'll automate. Exactly. And by the way, for everybody
that's
listening,
right.
If you think, and Patrick, real quick, just to add this in, you know, again, as an owner myself, people think that automation only is, you know, that kiosk at McDonald's or, you know, that kiosk at Taco Bell where you can now put your order in. I'm in the, property maintenance world, and I can tell you right now, there's already talk of automating things like snowplow trucks and lawnmowers and things along those lines. So, Patrick, trust me, this automation thing will affect every area of industry, not just the guy working at a fast food counter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, everybody keeps talking about 5G right now, right?
Right.
Now, 5G is not just about it's not just about getting movies to download a lot faster to your iPhone.
It's not. You're correct.
Nice speaking is that Internet of Things, like you're talking about, the automated lawnmower, the automated street sweeper, the automated, you know, machinery out there that will...
Patrick, right now, I was looking at a catalog the other day from Bobcat, who's, you know, most everybody knows out there, Bobcat makes skid steers and loaders and different things along those lines. They now, and I can predict it's not that much further down the road, they already have machines where an operator can be outside of the machine and literally operate the machine like he was inside through remote control. How much longer will it be before the machine just operates itself, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the advancements in AI are doing, right? The military's already doing things like this, and those technologies will eventually, they'll filter out into the consumer sector, and there's just no reason to accelerate the job losses that are created by that technology. Economies need to evolve naturally.
That's right.
We've automated a lot of agriculture, we've automated a lot of manufacturing, yet we still were, prior to the pandemic, near full employment. So I'm not saying that the robots are going to steal your jobs. There's just no reason to displace current workers that are valuable.
Unless we artificially raise wages, then it will.
Hey, you know, the upside is there are no automated unions. And so when you automate, you get rid of unions.
That's true, too.
And by the way, the people who take care of all that automation are the ones who don't have college degrees. They're the ones who work up and are making a bunch of money working on the automation.
Patrick, I'll let you go. How do folks find more about you, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just go to www.protectingtaxpayers.org.
Perfect. Patrick, I appreciate it very much. Dave and Thornton, Larry, you guys hang tight. We'll come right back. Purefire Chevrolet is coming up next, where you can buy a new or used vehicle. And as I said earlier during the first hour, vehicles right now, there's a shortage of. So if you're looking to do something, I would suggest you get it done quickly. PurefireChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial and Al Smith would love to help you with your financial planning, the future of it. He'll do that for you. Just sit down, have a chat, and he'll do the rest. Call him at 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, a little housekeeping here real quick. I know I got three callers on the line. You guys that are holding, we will get you all in. We may have to go to the top of the hour and take a caller to them, but I want to give everybody ample time to talk and not have to just rush through things. Yes, it's Rush to Reason, but we'll slow down, let you guys get everything in that you want to talk about. So even if we have to push a few things off at the top of the hour, we will do so. So let's get started. Dave and Thornton, you're next.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to add that possibly hasn't been looked at or factored in to this nonsense is something the Biden administration is planning on doing, which is legalizing 25 million illegal aliens,
right,
plus the amount that they're going to be importing. Now, what is that going to do to real wages when that unskilled labor force hits the market?
Yeah, it basically.
How is that going to affect everybody else's wages?
Yeah, Dave, it's a twofer.
Right.
Because what you're saying is, first, we're going to have employers are going to hire less. They're going to have fewer jobs and way more people to get those jobs. That's terrible.
Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah, we're compounding it, Dave.
And see, the thing is, over the last 45 years, the median income has gone up. People have moved out of poverty. We're not saying that it's been totally wiped out, but poverty here in relation to what it was back then. I'm not going to compare it to other countries, but poverty, what it was here and now from what it was once was, is totally different. We've got so many more people who are better educated, better fed, better clothed, better housed than at any other time in our history.
Correct.
And we're going to be going regressively back should these policies be implemented.
Well, Dave, that's because the left doesn't want you to thrive. They want you to be their servant. This is living proof of it.
Well, not only servant, but you become that servant when you know you become dependent.
Yeah, well, Dave, it's called the golden rule. The guy with the gold rules.
Well, exactly.
That's what it is. That's what this is all about.
Free thinking and free living people are a threat to the state.
That's right.
When you can think for yourself and you can earn your own way and you can say, hey, man, just leave me alone. I'll pay my fair taxes. But you know what? You're not going to tell me how to live, where to live, what to eat, who to think, how to worship, mm-hmm. what to drive, you know.
Correct.
But that's what they want to do. They want to control that. And if they can do that, if they can impoverish everyone except for those few apartheids that live at the upper strata of the Democratic Party, then you know what? We'll all be living in you know, Stalinist Russia.
You're right. Dave, you're correct. I appreciate the phone call very much. Larry, we'll try to squeeze you in. We'll get as much as we can. If not, I'll carry you over to the top of the hour. What's going on, Larry?
Hi, John. Just wanted to let you in on a little secret. They are trying to destroy as many people as they can, and they're doing it basically with the rules from Saul Alinsky. He mm-hmm. has 8 basic rules, you know, health care, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion, and class warfare. And they're playing into every one of these right now.
Agree.
They are trying to destroy the United States from within with its own people.
Mm-hmm. Agree. You're spot on, Larry.
And that lack of knowledge that these people are infiltrating into our kids that they started 40 years ago, maybe 50 years ago in the 40s and 50s, is just propagating itself now and coming to the top. And these kids are coming out of college, including my kids, that are saying, oh, I deserve a living wage. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You need to work your butt off to make a living wage.
Amen.
And one last thing. It's not just lack of knowledge. It's lack of love for country mm-hmm. amongst young people today. They have bred that in the schools. And what that does is this. No young person today, or very few, think, gee, if I get all this free stuff, how is that going to affect America?
That's right.
They don't care.
No. They don't realize that for everything that you get for free, something from behind is going to come up and bite you.
There's a cost to that. Yep, you're correct. Larry, good stuff. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Craig. Craig, if I can't get y'all in, we'll take you at the top of the hour as well. What's going on?
Hey, John. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I like what the previous two callers said. This is all about the Democrats trying to buy lifelong Democrats.
That's right.
Either through the stimulus program, handing out, getting people used to the free money, the free checks coming in the mail, the $15 minimum wage, you name it. It's all about trying to get so that a Republican can never hold office again.
Yes. Yep. And as our last caller said, to destroy the country from within, because at the end of the day, they want you to be a servant to them. They do not want you to have freedom. That's why, and I say this all the time, it's why the left is so against small business. Small business means you have freedom. The reason why the left is so much against transportation, they would like to see everything electrified and not have you have the ability to drive coast to coast. They want that because they know without those freedoms, you become more of their servant. That's why they love those things.
And I want to thank you for having these guests like you do all the time. We appreciate it. We just hope that this format can continue, that this administration doesn't try to eliminate free speech even on the radio to be able to, you know, voice our opinions. And secondly, one thing about Jordan Goodman said, now this is just an observation on my part, but in Wheat Ridge, walking a lot of the neighborhoods, as I do every morning, I'm seeing more inventory in what you would call the starter home bracket. Now, he mentioned that he thought, you know, there was a movement away from the inner city out to the suburb. I think you maybe even see a lot of movement out
out of the suburb into the country.
Oh, I think you're right,
as well.
Craig. No, by the way, I think you. If we get time in this last hour, call back. I'd love to chat about that more because, no, Craig, I think you are 100% correct. Thanks, guys. I do appreciate it. We got y'all in. Thanks for being short and to the point. I do appreciate that. Barber's Foods is next, folks. And Greg's got an ambassador program now where if you really enjoy his product and would like to get other people really eating some of the best organic, I mean, this meat is top-notch. He knows exactly where that chicken, that pig, that cow, that bison, you know, where that's come from all the way to your table. And if you want to be an ambassador for him, just check it out online. Go to barbersfoods.com, and don't forget to put an order in. Again, barbersfoods.com.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And I think real quick to dovetail, I know I got 10 seconds on what Craig just said. I just told Andy at the break, I think even in cities, so Aurora, for example,
right,
I think you're going to see people moving from what in this case would be the northwest side, which is closer to Denver and what I would consider to be the inner city, out to the eastern edge of Aurora where it's much different.
It would be great to own a lot of land right now in Watkins.
Yeah, that's going to boom, I think.
You got it.
Yeah, I totally agree. We're going to come back. Another full hour coming your way. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.